Good evening, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this 5:30 meeting. Board of Trustees Finance Committee meeting, April 16th. I call this meeting to order. And with that, we'll move on to agenda item number two. We'll need an adoption of the agenda. Are there any changes? No, with no changes. So I would be open to an emotion.
So moved, Madam Chair.
First here and a second over there.
Fair enough.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number three, the March 19th minutes that were in your packet. I was not at that meeting, nor was Randy.
I'll move the minutes.
Great, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Any other discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number four. First quarter financial report, also in your packet, and I'll turn this over to Aaron.
Good evening. Some things I'd like to point out are that we have added, since the board approved it in, I believe it was January. Yes, it was January. We've added three more CDs to the profile, so we're at $6.3 million up in the CDs. Rates are holding pretty steady. They were for like the last four or five, and then they took a little bit of a dip there in March. But I'm not overly concerned about the rates at this moment. All counties, let's see here, as of March, there was a couple counties that paid their signatory shares in April, so those are not reflected in here, but everybody is at 50%. For the operating fund, one thing I'd like to point out on this is that we are dead on for where we should be. We should be at about 25% for the operating, and that's where we're at. I don't anticipate that that will stay that way. It probably will go down as any vacancies throughout the year, but we started strong with no vacancies, I believe. So that's one reason why the personnel line is at 25.6, which is where it should be. Let's see, are there any other notable things? Other than that, it was a pretty standard first quarter.
Okay, thanks, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Madam Chair, just a point on the CDs. Yesterday we had the audit outtake, and when you look at it, I was going to bring that up. When you look at it in its entirety, it's amazing how much additional revenue we've gotten by doing that. So that was really smart suggestion on Aaron and Karen's part to do that. And I think it was, what, 80,000? Was it like double? What was the increase?
Oh, well, back in 2012, I think we were pulling in roughly 20,000 to 30,000 in interest, and now we're up to 166,000.
But just in the last year, I mean, just significant. And again, us not doing nothing other than wisely investing the money and having some doing something more creative. So to their kudos to them for doing that.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, then I'd be open to a motion approving the first quarter financial report.
So moved.
There is a first with Mr. Potter. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Moving on to agenda item number five. Last month, you worked on the annual base budget, and now we have two department budget requests. I'll turn that over to Karen.
Thank you. I will do a lead-in. In your packet, there are three documents. The first one is the base budget. It's the exact same document as you had last month, but we provided it here for reference. The other two are the budget request forms for these two department budget requests. One was submitted by Brandy, and it's holiday pay for aides. The detail for that can be found on page 22, because what we're talking about isn't specific to a position. And then Ryan will be talking about the bilingual library cultural navigator, and that's found on page 23. That's a 3-year pilot proposal, so the total that you're seeing on page 23 is the total cost over 3 years. And with that, I'll turn it over to the two of you.
Hi, thank you. So basically the proposal I'm bringing forward is to provide aides with the same number of paid holidays as we do all other staff. Aides account for about a little over a third of our workforce, and at this point in time they get only 5 paid holidays versus 10 for all other regular staff. This does have impacts in staff morale. Aides feel like they bring it up in annual review feedback at staff meetings, different ways like that, that they just don't feel appreciated in the same way. And so that was the impetus for my bringing it forward. I think it's a basic equity piece, and aides really do a crucial job for us. If we didn't have aides putting shelving the collection, checking in the collection, we would just be glorified storehouses. We wouldn't be libraries. And I think we need to really, I would like to really recognize the valuable work aides do by giving them the same number of paid holidays.
Madam Chair, I have a question for Brandy. Is this going to be for 2019? It's $3,000. I see that, but will it be back pay too, or no? It's just going to be moving forward from day one now.
That would be a decision for the board, but my proposal is simply to start in 2020.
So they wouldn't get anything for these additional holidays for this year?
If the board wanted to say, Adam, for this year, I wouldn't mind, but that just wasn't, I think that would be fine. Thank you for your generous suggestion. But Noah, this is for 2020 that I was proposing.
I haven't said I was going to vote for this one.
I can't believe you said that, Randy. Madam Chair, the $3,000, does that include the FICA, Social Security, and PARA and all that stuff? Or?
Yes, I worked with Aaron to come up with a full amount of costs using his incredible Excel spreadsheet that shows what the actual costs are. So, yeah, that it covers everything.
It's actually 15,000 for the
3,000 per person.
Yeah, right. 3,000 per holiday.
That makes more sense.
3,000 per holiday.
I didn't add that up in my head.
It's 3,000 per holiday, and there's 5 days.
Sorry. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying. Yeah.
Okay.
Ed, how many hours a week does an average aide work?
In general, aides anywhere from 8 hours to 20 would probably be. The most, we have a lot of them in the 12 to 15, I would say.
There's no library aide that works more than 28.
Okay.
And that was based on a board action from probably 6-7 years ago.
I was a little more concerned about if we give them, you know, a part-time worker full holidays, are we going to come back, you know, where our union's going to say, no,
now we want 15.
Yeah.
Now we want.
Yeah. That would be my biggest concern.
That could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are part-time workers now that aren't library aides that do receive it.
Or may do.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. The majority of our staff are part-time, so they're all getting this. It's just the aide group that are not.
And we have never heard that before then. No.
Okay. Not around holidays, no.
No, what I mean.
Oh, no.
When the negotiations come out. Then.
Not yet.
That's surprising.
That's
surprising.
Other comments, questions?
Madam Chair, I was going to make the same point. Obviously, I think it makes points, makes sense to average it out. But Commissioner Pop brings up a good point. If they're working 10 hours versus somebody working 40 hours, there is a disparity there. But this is what I call the creep factor. In the real world, you're lucky if you get 6 paid holidays. Mom and Dad never got any because they farmed. And then, of course, you're at 6, now we're at 10. Now we're going to 10 with part-time. And then, like you said, the next thing, it's going to be 15. And another board, and it just, everybody, we don't know how we got to 10.
Right.
And that's what happened. So it makes sense to put everything in the same line, but it never stays in the same line. It's not because of the board. It's because somebody's asking for it or somebody gives it to them, and then it kind of gets out of whack. So I can see where it makes sense to average them out, except for the point that you bring up, that they're not working 40 hours. But it's something, again, it's, but nobody wants to say no, right, and nobody wants to deny this, but yet it just, the creep factor continues to add and add.
But Madam Chair, I think on the county level, though, we all pay part-time employees. If you work a holiday, an employee works, they get time and a half, or not even triple time, maybe. So even if you're a part-time employee, so.
If you worked, though.
If you worked it, yes.
Right. But that doesn't make it right, though.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's how the world is nowadays, so.
Karen? A point of clarification on the part-time staff, too. These are all prorated. So if somebody works 20 hours, they get 4 hours of holiday pay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
if somebody
good
works 40 hours, they get 8 hours of holiday pay, and it's everywhere in between.
Well,
it's rounded to the nearest
so
quarter
every aide
hour.
Gets 10
spread.
Days if they only work 8
they
hours
get,
a week.
Or they get 10 days, but they might only get 2 hours paid on that day.
Okay.
Based.
Well, then that makes it a lot easier because
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if they're a two-hour person, they only get the 2 hours of pay. That's
okay. Any other discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is back for Brandy. Brandy, this is all about the, and since Karen's taken over, the exit interviews and all that have gotten better as far as people's morale and that. I mean, you know, it's tough. You can see all the sides of this thing, but, you know, this isn't a huge budgetary impact for people that we want to come in for 2 hours when we need them. I mean, I think the benefit exceeds that cost, and I would support doing this. And as Randy said, since we did have a little bit of a surplus this year, you could pull that in for this year and be done with it and put it in the budget. I don't think it's going to be a killer no matter which way we slice this one, but I think just the what it does for the part-time aides that come in here, I think that's going to be a big boost to them, thinking we are respecting the work that they do for us. Because I want to make it so people want to work here, not just want to run away from here. So okay. With that, is that, do I need to make a motion to approve this?
Other comments?
Before he makes the motion,
yeah.
just another point of clarification. I appreciate the generosity of the conversation.
It was only one conversation.
Yeah. if the motion includes anything about this year, I'd ask that it's only for holidays they've missed going forward, because I think the administrative hurdle of doing back pay on things they might have missed to date might be a challenge. Right. So, yeah.
So, Jeff, did you have another comment?
Madam Chair, I was just going to say I always appreciate Commissioner Potter's editorials. I'm for this.
You drive me nuts.
I just once, I'd love it if you'd be against something, Mike. I mean, I'm really, seriously, I mean, we're in a, and with the audit yesterday, we really got into a deeper discussion than what we normally get a chance to do. Again, it's a creep factor. It's not that nobody here wants to hurt the employees or part-time or anybody else, but we want the library to be here 40 years from now. And if we do our jobs, we can't always sugarcoat everything. And again, I'm for this, but it's a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, a little bit there, and before you know it, you know, let's remind ourselves that we're an over $9 million organization, and if we want to stay here and have something for everybody, we've got to say no once in a while. So I appreciate, you know, again, I'm not being sarcastic in saying that, but once in a while, let's say no, and then we might be doing our jobs.
Any parent would concur with your comment.
So what is the wish of the board with this one?
I think I'll make the motion that we do it in 2020. And then again, this board, I hope, as long as we're here and those that are here, don't let it go to 15 and don't let it at some point then say no at some point. So I'll make the motion that we grant the request and that we start it in 2020.
I'll second it, but I think the horse is dead.
You just don't want to put halfway. Push grandma.
Is it first and a second? Any other comments?
Is somebody going to vote no then so we can stop?
I'm counting on Mike to do that. Just to prove me wrong.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Aye. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Do it for record.
Thank you.
And that's why they took your gun away from
you.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't want it, but I
moving
just wanted
to
do it
for
the
bilingual library called the Navigator. Ryan. Good luck with this.
After the new desire to say no to things, here I go. But I will be optimistic. So we're asking to extend this LSTA grant funded position. And the situation is such that you will learn more about the position at the board meeting after this when we do a presentation. So I will try to tell you now briefly what exactly this is and what we're asking for. As you recall, last year we got $90,000 from the federal government for this project. And one of the components of this project was to hire a bilingual library cultural navigator. And the idea is kind of that this position exists right now because there's a large need of Somali speakers in the community. But the framework of this position is someday it could be a Spanish-speaking cultural navigator. It could be a Russian-speaking cultural navigator. But we want to find out if it works and would make sense. Say something? I'm sorry.
It could be English.
It could be. There could be an Amish cultural navigator, I was thinking the other day. To connect people to library resources who can't do so on their own is the basic idea, right? And so we know here in St. Cloud particularly, 10% of the population is foreign-born. It's 5% in Elk River. It's 5% in Big Lake. I don't know what it is in Long Prairie. We know it's probably pretty substantial. The largest number of that population is Somali speakers. They also have the biggest needs, like less than 10% own homes, a third are unemployed. And the way that they can better their lives, we all believe, is through library resources and services. So the group who most needs them is least prepared to access them. So we have this position that's been going out to, we have two people right now doing it at 25 hours a week. The request is to go down to 28 hours a week. Whether it makes sense to have one person in that position or two at 10 to 15 hours a week or whatever, I don't know at this point. But we would have time to figure it out. The grant runs out in September. So the idea is that this person is going out to the community and connecting with Somali populations and helping them know what the library has and also helping the library understand what the Somali community needs and bringing that information back and helping us to best serve this community in our city and in our region. So we're asking to try it for 3 more years. We have a position description that you all approved last summer for the LSTA project. We'd like to try it for 3 more years, firm things up, have a deep reevaluation to see how it looks, make sure that the position description, expectations, evaluation makes sense. We need a little more time to do that. It's been 6 months-ish, and it's new, and so it's kind of hard to evaluate at this point, but we are meeting all the goals we set out in the grant. We are meeting common sense goals, too, and later, we'll do the presentation at the full board meeting, but there are things like the Somali dictionaries used to always go missing at the library, and it wasn't because people were stealing them, it's because they didn't understand that they were supposed to bring them back. And so we're seeing less of that because we have somebody that can speak to them and explain how this works. And so again, the request is we'd like to try it for 3 more years. Questions or anything?
What was the original? It was for 3 years, wasn't
it? No, it was for 1 year. So we got the federal grant from September 2018 to September 2019.
If I may, Madam Chair, again, my challenge with these grants is if they run out or if we don't get it, so then we just throw them to the wolves, and or now they're going to come back to the library and they're going to say, let's fund it.
Fund it, yeah.
And that's right. I do not like that. So I don't know. So this will be something that this will be a grant if it does go through, correct?
We could, yeah. Madam Chair. We could have a sunset on it after the grant's over. I mean, that's 3 years.
Well, that would be September of this year.
Yeah, and I'm asking to try 3 years past September.
More of a grant, more grants, right?
No, I'm asking you.
You're asking the library
for the library to contribute $24,300 a year to keep it going and see.
No, this happens. This was brought up a year ago that this possibly could. Well, let's fund it more. My vote would be no on this one because, again, it's, this is bloat, you know, because the government just keeps making us spend more money. You know, my vote.
Madam Chair,
other comments?
I'm going to add to Jeff's, you know, love of my editorials, and I'm going to, you know, make a motion to deny this just because, like what Randy was saying, it was a one-year thing. See what's going, and like I say, a lot of these things, it starts out as this, and pretty soon it becomes our monkey, you know, and. Wright County being one of the bigger contributors here, I would have a tough time with my board with them saying, okay, this is more of a St. Cloud thing, not a Wright County thing. But the thing is, the grant's for 1 year, and that would be it. So that would motion to deny doing this. So now he's going to go and vapor lock on us over here. So anybody know CPR?
Lee does, but he's not going to write it.
I don't know how to spell it.
Ed?
We have no figures on what we think it saved us over the course of the grant?
No, because it was on top of regular staffing issues or staffing allocations. And so it has helped with things like that, too. We have an extra body around beyond the staffing calculator, which is helpful for things like security and prowling 116,000 square feet. And so it is, in its basis sense, it is additional staffing beyond what the policy dictates should be in this building.
But I totally agree with Commissioner Wincher that, you know, you gotta stop the, of course, so-called the bleeding sometime, that we keep funding things that are unfunded.
Is that a second?
I'll second that, yep.
I'm wondering if we need to wait till the presentation, till we have the presentation at the board meeting.
Will we get more data then?
Would that provide more data and more information?
It won't be a lot of data. It'll still be anecdotal because it's been 6 months, and that's been the challenge. Like, evaluating something brand new is tough. So you'll have more details, but I can't imagine, honestly, it will change anyone's mind.
Madam Chair, could we table the request till the end of the grant period so we know more?
Right. I mean, it wouldn't be built into the budget, but that doesn't mean the board couldn't fund it from other. I mean, we've got money in reserves, so.
But, Madam Chair, if we have a motion and a second, you have to bring it to
the board. I don't know if that was I didn't take this as a formal motion.
Yeah, it does.
No, I don't have a motion.
Oh, I thought.
I have a motion and a second. If there's somebody else puts a motion up to table it, that would.
Oh, so you are saying yours was a motion.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that.
I didn't withdraw my motion.
To deny it?
I was just saying if somebody says they want a motion to table it, that would supersede this motion on the floor.
I'm backing up. I didn't totally understand that what you said was an actual motion. So I apologize for that. So Mr. Potter did make a motion. Can you repeat your motion?
To deny the three-year continuation of this.
Okay, and you were the second. So Ed was the second.
And Madam Chair, I don't think we have to table it. We can deny it. And it can get brought back.
It can be brought back. Yeah.
So I think we're on the right path. I think we've all shared. We'll get some grant money. I mean, there's grant money out there that might continue it. I can see the worthiness of the program. But again, we got it on grant. And you're right, that's what happens. Grant giveth and grant taketh away. And then we start sucking that into the program. So we can act on the motion, deny it, and then bring it back in August.
And I would like at some point to know or have a list or something of grants that we've had that have turned into general fund.
We can look at that. There haven't been a lot.
I haven't heard of a lot, so I'm going to say I haven't heard it. I experience a lot in my job, trust me, but I haven't heard it a lot at this table in my almost 3 years here. So I haven't heard us morphing grants into general fund.
And I think, Madam Chair, you might be right on this board, but in city councils, in county general boards, elected bodies, it seems that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand. I know that, but that hasn't seemed to be a regular thing on this board. So I want to note that in my experience.
Well, and I also would say that as a management team, we talked about what budget requests to bring forward. And there is a consensus that there's some value in the position beyond just the St. Cloud building, because there would be a resource on staff that other people could use. So we wouldn't have brought it forward without that consensus around the management table.
Has the, Madam Chair, Karen, has the position been used in other libraries to date?
I don't know the answer to that, Ryan. Not yet. Have we developed, part of the grant is to develop.
The way that it would make the most sense is, and we'll tell you more, there's a lot of things that happen with the grant, and a lot of them we are able to continue in a budget neutral way. Probably the way that I see it most happening too are these conversation circles, where staff in like any community with a large percentage of new Americans who are learning English, that they're trained, I'll tell you more in a little bit here, but they're trained to do like these informal learning English conversations. The best way, since there aren't a lot of Somali speakers outside of St. Cloud in the region, would be for this Somali navigator to also help facilitate those. It takes some of the pressure off if you're learning English and you're nervous about it, and there's somebody there that's already had that experience and kind of help you through it and support it. So I kind of see it making sense in that regard a lot of ways, but no, not outside St. Cloud or Waite Park.
And Madam Chair, are there other services, human services in counties, cities? Is anybody else doing any of this? Police, like St. Cloud, St. Cloud must be doing something. School districts,
courts.
School districts. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I may, Madam Chair, even in school districts, my wife's an educator, and she has the Long Prairie, a lot of them. And again, the interpreters are the students. And that's where the majority of are, because the parents will come in not being able to speak any English, and the students are the ones that. So as the county, the schools, they don't have any interpreters either.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion is carried. The request has been denied, but may come back. Okay, I believe that concludes our business. Our next meeting is May 21st, 2019, and with our business being concluded, we are adjourned.